This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The third hour of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
How are you?
And Melanie.
You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. You are free to call in and talk live here on Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. Let's get right to the phone calls. We've got them. I'm going to go just guess a name here. Reveler in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hello everybody. Reviler, good to see you all, especially Aria the Mutilator. My subject is why should we not celebrate the deaths and maimings of police when they work against their fellow man unjustifiably so often?
Oh, I think we should.
I don't think we should at all. I think it's a terrible idea.
What?
So, me? I have to defend it before. Okay, all right. I suppose I'm defending. So, exactly what am I defending? The notion of saying something. I would mostly just not talk about it at all.
To be fair, I do think it makes more sense for me to go first because then Mark has something to like. I'm kind of the one with the positive proposition.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of the one with the burden of proof here.
All right, counselor.
Okay.
So. If there is a cop, then he's going around aggressing against people. Some do it more than others. Some do it to more, you know, degree than others. On one extreme, they throw grenades on the babies. And on the other extreme, they rob people 20 times a month, 10 times a month, whatever their quota is, and just have that really annoying,
for
you know.
Speeding tickets?
Yeah. Or for whatever, for people who maybe aren't even speeding because they write all their tickets on the last day of the month like most cops. You know, the death by a thousand paperclips kind of deal. And so they can't do that if they're dead. And so what you're celebrating is the lessening of an aggression. Now, there's still, you know, humongous insurmountable. It's going to take them a long time to fill it. Then they got to train the guy.
It's not going to take a long time to fill it. And how long does it take to teach somebody how to write a speeding ticket?
I don't know.
Not long.
It shouldn't take long, but we're talking about government bureaucracy, though. So, if he's dead, he's not out aggressing against people, especially if he's somebody who is more on the throw grenades on babies end of the spectrum. Also, every time that happens, if, you know, cashiers at the dollar store got killed on a regular basis, people would think twice about applying to the dollar store. Now, cashiers at the dollar store don't have it coming, but there would be that deterrent. So, the more often that happens, the more people are deterred from taking these jobs.
I like this lady a lot more now.
I like this subject.
I talk about this all the time. I don't. Okay.
So here, let me defend, if I may. Police officers, like many government workers, do a job that would otherwise exist in the marketplace, right? So they provide security services of some sort. Admittedly, they're not funded the way I want them to. Yes, laws as they are written today are written by a bunch of liars and thieves. In many cases, the police officers, that's not their particular problem. They provide services that we need. Do we need as many of them as we have? I tend to think not. But I would stop the drug war. I wouldn't put nonviolent offenders in prison unless they kept doing the same offense over and over again. I wouldn't, I wouldn't use police in lots of ways that they are currently used. But it's unsurprising to me that this, because government grows, thus police departments grow. Yes, they're costly. And yes, we could probably find technological solutions like speeding cameras and red light cameras to solve a lot of the tasks that people say, oh, without police officers, what would we do? I think speeding cameras would probably solve a lot of that. And that you could, you know, people with cell phones could call in a really reckless driver or something. That a lot of these things could be handled. Nonetheless, these people hold a status of heroic status in our society, and if we are going to, libertarians are going to, present our ideas from the mainstream, we probably should present the ideas that are most palatable, not the least palatable ones. So we should keep, the celebration of the death of bureaucrats and politicians to a minimum, and not mention the heroin vending machines. Those are my thoughts.
I'm actually with Melanie. Cops are aggressors and should not exist. But I don't want to rejoice in their deaths because I'm an advocate of redemption. And I think that once they die, they lose the ability to redeem themselves. To me, is the tragedy.
So how they commit...
Well, let Reveler jump in here, and then please, let's retire this thing. Go ahead, Reveler.
Reviler. Thank you. I know there are other people on the phone. But yeah, basically, like, a lot of this is just, look, it's kind of a desire for general human compassion, especially in the Western world, right? The idea of celebrating somebody's death is sadistic, horrific, evil, and unconscionable until it's somebody you hate. Because even the nicest, sweetest little girl or whoever, right, has somebody that they hate, whether it's Hitler, whether it's Stalin, whether it's some child rapist piece of garbage they'd like to see flayed alive. Why not a fucking cop? Really quickly, I'm a cross between a libertarian and a fascist, as Aria knows, and she does an excellent job at her show called A Freedom Before Your Show, but she knows. My issue with the police is this. They do some amount of good, kind of like you said, Mark, but they also do all these other things. I don't care about the freedom of people. I care about the freedom of my people, which is primarily European people. I'm a racist, I'm an anti-Semite, but I don't hate all of anybody. I'm a sectarian monarchist. So cops are buttholes because some kid that has mushrooms or marijuana or something, he's required to put in a cage like an animal, right? So he's aggressing against him. Meanwhile, low IQ scum in all these inner cities and so forth can do what they please and be protected. That's my issue with them.
Well, all I can say to that is, oh my God. Thanks for the call, Rev. 855-450-3733. There you go, ladies. That's your side. David.
That's not my side.
He's a half libertarian, half fascist, whatever the hell that even means. He might just be confused or in the middle of conversion or something.
Well, he's more libertine than libertarian.
That might be. I don't know the guy. I just know he just announced he was a fascist on the radio. I mean, because what Mark was describing is not what a cop is. Like, my problem with cops is not they take tax money. I don't celebrate the deaths of librarians and mailmen. They take tax money, too. I largely don't care. Do I have a philosophical problem with it? Yeah, but I just really don't care. Mailmen aren't going around shooting people.
And mace a few dogs. You don't like dogs that much either, so go ahead.
But dogs are... it's not a common thing. Like, I would imagine that if you go around as a mailman macing dogs, you would get in trouble.
Probably.
Whereas if you go around as a cop shooting people, not so much. So the problem is the job description of aggression. Yes, there would be security forces in a free market, but a cop is the furthest thing. It's like the opposite of, it's an anti-security force. It destroys security where it already is and doesn't really provide any.
You're talking
elsewhere.
About net security. So, to some extent, police provide some level of security. And, I mean, if your house gets broken into, it's the police you have to call. And it's because the insurance company wants the report or whatever.
Yeah, but they're not going to do anything about it. They're going to write about it. I mean, I can blog about it myself, you know?
In some cases, they will do something about it. At some point, they'll arrest a guy, and he may confess to a whole bunch of burglaries in the area or, something.
I think more often than not, they don't. The report just gets filed away, and that's the end of it. I think in most cases.
I was in prison with some burglars, and usually what the cops do is come in and say, all right, this is where you live. This is where your burglaries occurred. This is where a whole bunch of other burglaries occurred that are in this sphere. These are your burglaries, aren't they? Don't make me go and look for some fingerprints or whatever, because we'll pin these on you. So you confess to this 150 burglaries here. We'll give you, 3 to 5, whatever it is that they say they're going to give, which is the same amount they would have gotten if they'd have done 25 burglaries.
Well, yeah, and because cops can't make plea deals, that would be something only a prosecutor could say with any kind of authority or accuracy.
Yeah, they kind of work together.
Yeah.
To get, to get their confessions.
They work together to lie to suspects, but yeah.
Well, there you go. The number, 855-450-3733. 855-450 free here on Free Talk Live. You can call in with your opinion. I'm sure some of you have it. 855-450-3733.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event, even with coupon code FTLEB. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL, and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTLEB for a discount.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you'll not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. TheMorganReport.com. TheMorganReport.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're welcome to call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Are you?
And Melanie.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin related. With the surge in Bitcoin pricing going on right now over the last couple of weeks, lots of people are expecting, you know, experts, people are predicting. I don't know. I'm predicting, but I don't go out on these limbs too much. I realize that I'm fallible and I make mistakes, but I do expect to see a rise in Bitcoin price, significant rise, a rise worth paying attention to, certainly over 20% in the next 2 months. What's going to get you that kind of return? Not very much, but you probably should find out more about this interesting asset class at Bitcoin.com. It can help you choose a Bitcoin wallet. It can help you buy Bitcoin. It can show you where to spend your Bitcoin. They've even got games you can go play with your Bitcoin. You can get free Bitcoin over at Bitcoin.com. You just go to free.bitcoin.com if you want free Bitcoin. If you want games, games.bitcoin.com. Get the latest news, engage with the community at their forum. It's Bitcoin.com. And I think you're going to be hearing a lot about Bitcoin here in the near future. Again, it's another rise. It's a rise of the many times dead asset class, Bitcoin. Go to Bitcoin.com. Let's go to Thunder calling in from Arizona. Thunder, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is what y'all think about this. The cops have to have their own flag now. I don't get that part. It's disgusting and repulsive that they would take our American flag that stands for everything we are, that many people shed their blood for, and disgrace our American flag and put their own colors on it to represent themselves. Why can't they have some creativity and come up with their own flag if they want to have a flag? Why do they gotta desecrate on ours?
I think that a lot of people feel like you do. I'm of the opinion that that is the flag's got a whole set of rules around it. Right. I'm not saying that those rules necessarily have any weight in my mind, but they should to people who like cops and firefighters. Firefighters have their own flag too, mind you. They do basically the same thing with a red stripe.
Yeah, they have the red stripe instead of the black and blue one.
Do you get upset when people like use American flag napkins and things like that?
Yeah, I do.
Why?
I don't think. Because I just don't think it's. Oh, you mean like for 4th of July parties and stuff like that?
Yeah.
No, I'm all cool with that because it has our colors on it. It has our.
That seems more disrespectful to me. Yeah. Like, I'm going to wipe this barbecue and cupcake on the flag versus I'm going to tweak it and make it more like me. I mean, I don't care about either one of them, but that. Like, one of those just seems inherently more disrespectful
than the offended
other.
If it's bad barbecue.
Yeah, right.
Being from Memphis, as am I.
Right.
Yeah, right.
There's a lot of bad barbecue in this world.
Yeah, but hey, I'm out in Lake Havasu, Arizona right now with most of you Minnesotan home peoples over there where they come for the winter months and camp out around here. 97 degrees today, sitting on the lake in the shade.
My goodness.
Oh, you'd be loving it.
Well, I don't know. 97 seems hot, but out there, it's 97 isn't as hot as it is in Florida. 97 and hot in Florida is stifling, but in the desert, when it's nice and dry, it doesn't hit you as hard. You probably should wear sunscreen, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Thanks for the call,
nice talking to you. Yeah, it was nice talking to you. Peace out.
Yep. So what do you think about, what do you guys think about the flags themselves, these police flags with the blue stripe on them or the firefighter flags with the blue stripe? I mean,
you have the same
I care exactly
that
zero.
Sort of went viral on Facebook.
I don't know.
So it was back when I was still on Grindr, right? And this guy messaged me saying, I don't remember exactly what he said, but he ended up having a thin blue line flag behind him. So I responded to him, no thanks, I'm not into subs. meaning submissive people. Because that's what it is to me. The flag is a total joke. It's a bootlicker flag. But to me, it's not because they desecrated the American flag or anything like that. It's just stupid. It's a gang emblem.
I think it sort of came out at the time when Colin Kaepernick was taking a knee during the Super Bowl thing. And it was intended to catch that wave. And there are folks like Thunder here that are definitely offended by it. So it kind of split the, I'm not saying it split it in half, but it split the folks that agree and disagree. And it left a lot of Americans feeling like this is a, look, I don't have to agree or disagree. It left a lot of Americans feeling like it was an anti-black flag, too. By anti-black, I mean anti-black American, African-American. That's a terminology people will understand. I don't use it. I don't like it, but I like the term black. It's just easier for me.
Sure.
But, you know, my best friend, I was a best man at his wedding. He's black, and his brother-in-law put up this flag at their place. They live on a ranch and have several houses there. And
a police flag?
Yes. I think he just got it in the mail or something. And, yeah, we like police or whatever. But
you just get flags in the mail? It's a thing? I didn't know you just...
I think that's what they did. Well, they probably donate to, like, the local...
Oh, okay.
You know... police union or something.
They called me today. I hung up.
And so my friend Julian, he's a little offended by this flag that goes up, and he has it taken down, and you know, whatever. But I'm just saying, there are people in America that feel this way. So consider that, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, first of all, I think at Burning Man there's lots of heavy RVs that go in there. A lot of people take RVs. Yeah. And they probably can't find too many dry lake beds that are private land to use. They kind of need that dry lake bed to do the style they like to do.
Well, they can't find, you know, private land that meets those qualifications because the federal government confiscated and took ownership using guns of all of the land out there.
Why couldn't they just use land that wasn't a dry lake bed?
Pardon?
Why couldn't they use land that wasn't a dry lake bed?
Well, the dry lake bed is perfectly flat. You know, it's perfectly level and smooth, and you can drive everywhere without any, not even a single stone. You know, no obstacle. So it's kind of part of the deal.
What about the salt flats? I've heard of this place. Cars go out there and get their top
speeds. Yeah, Bonneville Salt Flats, Salt Lake City. Yeah, they could do that too. But then that's not private land either. I don't believe.
Government land too.
I'm sure it's probably BLM, just like the other.
It's a big nation. They may have to come up with some solutions.
Yeah. And Sarah, there were 700 incidents. So whatever an incident is, when there's a work zone and vehicles driving through it, there were 700 incidents, 80 injuries, and 4 fatalities in that time period.
That's regarding flagger people in New Mexico that do the flagging work. So there were 700 incidents. Yeah, who knows what an incident means? Just somebody rolling through, not paying attention. Who knows what that could possibly mean?
It wasn't just flagging. It was, the entirety of work zones, not just flagging, not just flaggers. But anyway, the Mark, you had said guys, one of the areas that guys just get shortchanged on regarding child support and other custody issues.
Oh, yeah, David, I want to talk to you about that here in just one second, if you hold the line. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Or you can use the Discord line. It's at discord.freetalklive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
White House shakeup. The Homeland Security Secretary and the head of the Secret Service out. As President Trump gears up to make border security his top priority as he gears up for re-election in 2020, Kirstjen Nielsen, her last day will be Wednesday. She takes the high road, thanking the president for the opportunity, saying she shares his goal of securing the border.
I just want to thank the president again for the tremendous opportunity to serve this country. I'm forever grateful and proud of the men and women of DHS who work so hard every day to execute their missions and to protect the homeland.
And the head of the Secret Service will also be stepping down, this after a woman gets into Mar-a-Lago lying to gain access to President Trump's Florida property. The 32-year-old appears at a hearing at U.S. District Court in West Palm Beach and will remain in federal custody for another week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's Mark with you.
Are you?
And Melanie.
And we were talking in the previous, earlier in the show, we were talking about, some of the issues surrounding family court and the ways that guys don't do so well at the end of it all. I don't know that I think that there's that many commensurate problems for women in divorce. Although, you know, if you listen to stories, I'm sure some of them have the, complaints or whatever. But usually the complaints come with how he behaved inside the marriage as opposed to, what the ruling itself and how they got screwed out of things. I don't know. To how I view it, but David wants to talk about that here in just a moment. I want to tell you about ForkFest 2019. You should start planning now to attend. You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, libertarians from June the 13th through June the 18th for ForkFest 2019 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. I'll be there with Free Talk Live. Ian will also. It'll be a lot of fun. Ladies, are you coming to ForkFest?
I'll be there for Pork Fest, but not Pork Fest.
Not going to make Fork Fest.
Yeah, I'm not camping when I'm 7 months pregnant.
Congratulations. Pork Fest is a fork of other camping parties in the woods. That's Pork Fest, as Aria just mentioned. You're invited to come create whatever experience you'd like others to have, or just camp. ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one's in charge, so it's up to you to create whatever happens. Or you can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers. more information and connect with the folks that are putting it all together, the unofficial Telegram chat and the ForkFest forum, visit ForkFest.party. It's ForkFest.party. Back to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, commenting on the things I heard you say when you're talking about that, when you say that the men getting shortchanged, I thought we were supposed to be equal. I thought, you know, equal rights for men, women, black, white, et cetera, et cetera. So if apparently we're not equal, this seems to be the case. For instance, when somebody gets pregnant and there's a baby created and the baby pops out, I don't recall hearing the people in the hospital standing around saying, okay, now, so who'd like to take the baby home? And who'd like to pay? They just, same with the court and same with the just general consensus in the population. People don't, the program do automatically assume that the woman's going to take the baby home. You know, why is that?
You know, probably because maternity is easier to figure out than paternity.
Yeah, but I mean, in this big bad world where we're compassionate and sensitive and all that, and we have a 14th Amendment, and for the last, you know, for the entirety of my life, there has been this ongoing argument about equality for, you know, between sexes, genders, races, religions, et cetera, et cetera. Whereas there seems to be an inequality here. If we're starting with the presumption, that the child's going to be born and it's going to go home with the woman, I think that's, you know, kind of a blatant 14th Amendment violation right there.
Well, the women, there is certainly an inequality to it, because the women have a biological thing, feature called a womb, that allows them to carry that child for 9 months. The reason it's assumed they're going to take the child home is because they have been keeping that child with them throughout the previous 9 months.
Right, but my counter argument to that is, okay, so the child pops out, and then the next day, you walk into a courtroom, and in the courtroom, they hit the man with what's presumed to be half of the cost of raising the child. So what, you know, if the woman's been carrying it for 9 months, and so therefore she's going to take it home and keep it, why is all of a sudden half of the responsibility of upkeep going to be on the man if the woman is going to take the new car home with her?
I guess I don't know this, but I do know that I've met plenty of guys, you know, a small handful, but how many are you going to meet that are going to have a conversation with like this, where they don't have to pay, but they also have no rights at all. I don't know how they managed to get that particular arrangement, but it exists.
Yeah, well, there's many ways to end up in that situation. It just depends on, there's three, four, half a dozen different variables or 100 different variables that could end up in a situation like that. But to keep the conversation more simple, we're talking about the ones that happen more frequently. And so I would say there's an equality issue, you know, because nowhere in the process, in the beginning of the process, you know, like as soon as the woman is pregnant, the court is involving themselves. As soon as someone files a petition, or even if the state files a petition, the court is involving themselves. So why isn't the court smart enough to think, aha, there's a pregnancy here, we're going to get involved, so I guess we should get involved now and decide, if the man wants to, do you want to just write a check, or do you want to help care for the baby? No, nobody ever asks that.
So woman asks that.
Say again?
The pregnant woman asks that.
What if she doesn't?
Does she?
Well, that's my issue with monogamous relationships, is that things like that are often just implied or just understood rather than actually
expressed. Let me give a real-life example. There's a first name only. There's a woman named Rachel. And when I was in my 20s, we were hanging out. And one day I got a phone call from her. She said she was pregnant, and it's my kid. And she was kind of hostile. And she was 7.5 months pregnant, and I had a plane ticket. 2 days later, 2 days after that phone call, my plane ticket was taking me to Europe to go live there. So, and turns out that, you know, she didn't bother to call me and inform me until she was 7.5 months pregnant, and it appears
Well, in fact, I know that the only reason that she bothered to inform me then was because the man was leaning on her, because the man was giving her, because she was pregnant, because I harmed her by getting her pregnant. She now had a free house. She had free food. She had a free college education. She had free furniture. She had free health care. She had free child care, or I should say paid for.
She was put up to make this phone call in order to get you to pay for some of the stuff that she had gotten from the government, right?
So there's two points there. One, nobody ever even bothered to inform me, and forget about me for a second. Back to something else you said. I disagree with you. I believe that a child has every right in the world to know who their parents are. You know, and the easiest one to argue is nowadays we have all kinds of helpful health care that depend on.
If a child has the right to know who their parents are, then I have the right to know who my biological parents are.
That's correct.
No one will tell me.
That's because they're screwing you. They should tell you. You should have, and actually, at this point in your life, you actually, if you filed a petition in court, they would probably give you that information in this.
Yeah, adoptions are usually sealed.
So they wouldn't give.
I would argue that a child has the right to attempt to find out who their parents are.
Well, I would flat out argue that a child has a right to know who their parents are, period, in this day and age, because it's a life or death matter. Because if you have if there's genetic stuff that could benefit you in a life-saving manner, if there's the possibility of tissue transfers that could save your life, if only you knew where your related siblings and, mother, father.
Are you saying you have a right to tissue transfers from your relatives?
Did I say that?
Well, I'm asking if you said that because that's the only way that would be relevant. Like, I can know where a match is.
Wrong.
That doesn't get me the transfer.
You are wrong, counselor. I didn't say you have the right to those tissues. I said you have a right to know where they are so that you could attempt to negotiate some help. The person doesn't have any obligation to give you their tissues, but who knows? They might want to help you if only you knew who they were so that you could ask them. And so I think in this day and age that you have the right to know those things. So
thank you for making the argument for it, David. I appreciate the call. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Or if you want to sound great, you can use the Discord lines. It's discord.freetalklive.com. You can go there, download the app, call on your phone, and the quality is a lot better. Discord.freetalklive.com.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year.
I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a big tent approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTLEB. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTLEB for a discount.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in here on Free Talk Live. Phones are still open, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Mark with you.
How are you?
And Melanie.
I want to thank Ryan Lang, who is a silver amplifier for amping Free Talk Live. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you too can be an amplifier. We simply ask $5 a month if you listen. If you've listened to the show for, 6 months and a year, especially on the podcast, and you like the content, please consider supporting what we do here on Free Talk Live, which is to bring the message of liberty to almost 200 radio stations across the country, just like Ryan Lang did. Amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Jacob calling in from New Mexico. Jacob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how you doing?
All's well. What's on your mind?
To the police flag.
Yes.
I personally don't feel like it's a desecration or an offense to the flag. I drive a semi-truck, and on my truck I've got the American flag, and right below it I've got the flag that supports the police and the flag that supports the firefighters.
I suppose if you're going to put it, then if you're going to have them, they should be beneath the flag according to sort of the flag code, I believe is what it's called. So I suppose that makes some sense. All right, go ahead.
Right.
May I ask why?
I'm actually from Kentucky. We had a police officer who got killed.
Sure.
So that's the main reason why I have it, you know, in support and in memory of him.
Would not an in memory of sticker be more appropriate?
Well, it's my personal opinion. I don't feel like it's a desecration or disrespect to the flag because it's not as if they've taken the true color and it's replaced one of the red stripes. The flag is grayed out. And I personally feel like it's not a big deal. It's First Amendment, you know. A lot of
people can have flags on their shirts And flags on napkins, as we mentioned. And
sandal flags, which is just...
I've seen, yeah, flag...
Interesting.
Sandal flags, that's interesting, right? Flip-flops that are flags.
If you could wear a pair of, if you could wear a pair of boxers,
yep,
with an American flag on it...
Tommy Hilfiger made some back in the 90s.
Exactly. And, you know, my First Amendment right doesn't mean that because you're offended, this, that, whatever...
That I'm supposed to care.
You know, there's a lot of days nowadays, people lose jobs because they've voiced their opinion. They said something that someone didn't agree with because they're offended. People lose jobs. People get sued and stuff like that. It's, you know, when did our First Amendment rights go away to appease people who feel offended?
Well,
and
First Amendment's a funny thing, right? Like the First Amendment only exists on public property, really, right? Like, so you can say whatever you want on your property, and obviously they can't do too much to you other than your employer's got to decide whether or not they want to be with you. But the First Amendment in your employer doesn't really count to me because, if, for instance, I had a host here on Free Talk Live like to go on Twitter and use the N-word, I should be able to fire him.
Well, see, that,
certainly.
Jacob, there's some kind of audio issue. I really do appreciate you calling in tonight. Maybe I got you back. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, I've got bad signal. I'm driving to South Dakota right now.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, that's my opinion right there. So I'll go ahead and let you guys go because I don't want to lose signal and cut you guys off.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for the call, Jacob. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. You know, I'm not a big fan of flags generally. I mean, the libertarian crowd tends not to be.
Yeah, we're probably the worst people to ask. So what do you think about the U.S. flag?
Well, he didn't. Jacob did not call in to ask.
Well,
right.
But
I thought it was fun to light on fire and dry hump at Porkfest.
I mean, I don't even care enough about it. Like, I have no desire to go desecrate some flags either. It's just kind of... It's at a solid zero.
Be careful desecrating flags. Those things aren't made of actual fabric. That's plastic. And if it drips on you, it's like getting napalm. It's like the flag will get you back. So just saying.
That is good to know.
People who want to burn flags, whatever you want to do to them, it's not that great.
I mean, I respect that the symbol means something to a lot of people, but the symbol to me means nothing. So I have no respect for it whatsoever. And I think with a lot of these people is the symbol that it's supposed to represent, that it actually doesn't, but that they have convinced themselves that it does.
To me, the flag, a flag is a war banner. Traditionally, that's what they were. And I'm a peacenik. I believe that the vast majority of, you know, the wars that have existed in human history and the ones in U.S. history could have been avoided, and that had they been avoided, America or the world would have been better off. That wars are just, you know, they used to be chest beating, and now they're basically big corporations figuring out how they're going to use your tax dollars and your children's lives to enrich themselves. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being a corporation and, you know, doing all that stuff. No problem with that. Just don't use my tax dollars to get what you want. I'm not saying there doesn't need to be a standing army. Maybe there does. That's a completely different argument. However, the standing army, as it has been employed throughout U.S. history, I can make an argument against just about every war, but certainly pretty easily about the ones over the course of the last 6 or 7 decades. So to me, the flag has become a way of just sort of rubber stamping everything that the liars and thieves in Washington, D.C. do, and that we're not asking enough questions in probably the most important area. War is extraordinarily costly from a debt and tax standpoint. It is costly in the standpoint of lives. You know, you say you support the troops. But supporting the troops doesn't mean sending them to foreign lands to die for bullcrap.
No, and it's really hard to support the war and support the troops at the same time, I would imagine.
It's really hard to not support the war and support the troops, too. So,
see, I happen before the war, but against the troops.
You're for the war and against the troops? That's silly.
It was a joke.
Yeah.
It's the least silly option, though, I think.
Well... to be against the war and for the troops is nearly it's like a nearly impossible fence straddling position that you know, in many cases I'm forced to take, right? I'm for the troops in so much as I don't want innocent life wasted. I don't want people sent on dumb missions to do dumb things. But I don't want people lied to and sold a false bill of goods in so much as they the Veterans Administration. It's just, look, the veterans are constantly complaining about how they're not getting taken care of, and yet still young men and women continue to sign up for the military. Presumably,
well, a lot of them have no choice as far as vehicles of lifting themselves out of economic poverty go.
They feel like they don't.
That's better.
And
that's the boot on their neck that they're enlisting to serve.
I realize the McDonald's uniform isn't nearly as snazzy as you know, a Buck Private's uniform is, but you're not gonna die in the dirt in a foreign land for nothing. You're not gonna get some horrifying disease that they don't even figure out what it is all about. Gulf War syndrome is what I'm thinking of here. You're not gonna be put in a situation where they're not gonna take care of you. And I very much thought about signing up for the military as a young man between the ages of like 17 and 21, I was all for that stuff, and certainly would have had circumstances been different. But now looking back, I kind of wonder, how would I have been treated? What would I be thinking about this organization that everybody shows so much reverence for? And I don't want to conflate the U.S. military and the flag, except that everybody who talks great about the flag conflates the U.S. military and the flag, right? So I don't really know what to do about that. The national anthems, pretty much a war cry.
Yeah, it's basically a question of what the flag represents. And in any real sense, what the American flag represents is U.S. imperialism. So, I mean, the two are just sort of tied together whether we like it or not.
Yeah, I mean, it's a gang sign. It represents the United States federal government. Those are all pieces of the United States federal government. You know, maybe you like one piece more than the other, but I don't see how you could argue that it represents anything other than the U.S.
I love the Government Accounting Office. Man, I love their reports. They're constantly ripping on the government, how much of a waste they've got. It's a messy, wasteful organization. And the GAO, they know that's true. God bless the GAO. Check us out at freetalklive.com. Get on our Telegram, telegram.freetalklive.com, and open up that browser and twitch.freetalklive.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.